Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry bunts towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Lapon moves to second. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Clark trying to get to third. Mullen throws the ball into Outlaw, who tags Clark for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw takes first base on ball four. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Vico reaches second base with a double. Outlaw moves to third. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift takes first base on ball four. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to home to get Outlaw. Vico moves to third. Swift moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon misplays the ball. That's an error on Lapon. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Boudreau moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. Boudreau moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-0 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-1 in the game. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lapon. Clark moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-1 in the game. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau is walked intentionally. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark scores. Gordon scores. Boudreau moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-1 in the game. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Outlaw takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to second. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vico takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to third. Outlaw moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Evers scores. Outlaw moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Indians. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hutchinson hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Outlaw scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swift moves to second. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell bunts in front of the plate. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Evers moves to second. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vico hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evers scores. Outlaw moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Outlaw moves to third. Vico moves to second. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mullen. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Keltner scores. Boudreau moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Boudreau scores. Judnick scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lepon hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-3 in the game. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. LePon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vico hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Vico reaches second base with a double. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vico moves to third. Paul Campbell pinch runs for Bob Swift. Satchel Paige now pitching. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Virgil Trux. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to second. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. LePon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vico scores. Campbell moves to third. Wertz moves to second. 2 outs. It's 7-5, Indians. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. Art Houdeman now pitching. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hegan is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mullen strikes out. 1 out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Wakefield moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Outlaw takes first base on ball 4. Wakefield moves to third. Evers moves to second. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vico hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wakefield scores. Evers scores. There goes Outlaw trying to get to third. Mitchell throws the ball into Keltner, who tags Outlaw for the out. 2 outs. It's Tigers, 7, Indians, 7. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evers throws the ball into Barry, who tags Doby trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Houdeman for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 4 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gordon is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Wakefield strikes out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 2 in the game. With three walks. Outlaw hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak bunts towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. 2 outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-4 in the game. Mitchell is walked intentionally. Hal Peck pinch hits for Ali Clark. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Vico hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner bunts towards first. Vico scoops it up and throws to first, with Barry covering, for the out. Doby moves to third. Gordon moves to second. 1 out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Boudreau is walked intentionally. Ted Gray now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry misplays the ball. That's an error on Barry. Doby scores. Gordon moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.